This is Peter Crimmins, and I'm talking with Howie Shapiro about theater. Thanks for being here, Howie.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we're going to go down the shore to see theater, and most people go down the shore. They go to the shore. It's summertime, and they want to go to the beach, go to the boardwalk. It seems like theater wouldn't be the first thing on their minds.
Oh, believe me, it's not. But it's there, and it's becoming more and more popular. There are three professional theaters, which is to say they have contracts with Actors Equity, the National Union of Actors and Stage Managers, and I think that all of them are doing pretty well at the shore. And I ran into Philadelphians the other night at Cape May Stage, who were just there for the weekend, you know, and wanted to take in some theater that night.
If you happen to be in Cape May, theater is a pretty valid option for you.
Yeah, and almost all year round, actually. The Cape May Stage is the place that a lot of Philadelphians know if they go to the theater. It's a beautiful little old church that has been converted into a theater, a real theater with a little balcony and everything, a nice size stage, professional casts. It's run by Roy Steinberg, a fellow who produced and directed a lot of daytime serials that you've probably seen. And when he got tired of doing that, he blind answered an ad, and it was from Cape May Stage. They're looking for an artistic director, and there he is.
Well, and this season they're doing – the summer season, I should say, they're doing comedies. They're focusing on comedies.
They are. They get a lot more serious during the winter. But right now they're doing Moon Over Buffalo, which is a farce by Ken Ludwig. And he wrote Lend Me a Tenor, which is very popular all over the place. But it's a lot of fun. I saw it the other night and laughed through many parts of it.
This isn't the only stage in Cape May. There's also
the
East Lynn Theater in Cape May.
East Lynn is a theater company that was founded in 1980, and it has a strange mission that really works. It does something you don't find in big cities. It takes American plays from the early part of the last century and revives them. These are plays that have been forgotten. They're going to do an original play that is opening actually right now called Zorro. But really, Zorro was rewritten for them from a 1919 play, which was called The Curse of Capistrano. That's the first time Zorro ever appeared.
Well, another stage that we want to talk about is Beach Haven, the Surflight.
Surflight Theater.
Surflight Theater.
It's on Long Beach Island. Yeah, that theater has been there since 1950, and they have just come out of bankruptcy in 2010 when they got hit by Sandy.
A double whammy there.
Boy, I'll say. The community really banded together to fix it up. There's a great love for that theater. This year, they're doing Fiddler on the Roof. A lot of people are doing Fiddler on the Roof. It was just done at the Pennsylvania Shakespeare Festival because it's the 50th anniversary of Fiddler on the Roof. And then they're going into Spamalot. That's going to be on July 30th. And then at the end of August, just in time for Labor Day, they're going to do a Chorus Line. That's three biggies, right?
Clear audience favorites.
They are. That's exactly what they are.
Are these big, impressive productions, like full cast, big music,
yeah,
sets, the whole bit?
The whole shebang. The whole shebang.
So it's not like a community theater production. It's a proper production.
Oh, no. They audition in New York. This is the real thing. This is, you know, big stage musicals.
Well, thanks, Howie. We're talking to Howard Shapiro, who writes the Shapiro on Theater blog for Newsworks, and we're talking about theater down the shore. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.